This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to be playing for you here these next few weeks some segments from a show that I have the privilege of doing in Dallas with a doctor, Dr. Lewis Coates. And he has a family medical practice there in the Dallas area. And he just brings some great information, and I wanted to share it with our Haystack audience here as well. So again, he is not a local doctor. He's out of the Garland, Texas area, but just great health information. So we're going to join that conversation now with Dr. Lewis Coates. Dr. Coates, always good to have you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Man, at the schedule you've kept for the last 2 years, you're probably wondering what month it is. But, man, it's hard to believe we're already wrapping up another year, isn't it?
It's crazy. It is very hard to believe. I mean, time has flown by. I mean, you know, when you work, you know, all these hours every day, you know, the clock just spins on by and goes faster and faster and faster.
Yes, sir. Well, good deal. Well, you know, I want to talk about something today. You brought this up last week when we were talking about underlying conditions that affected people most with COVID. We talked about diabetes and things. But another thing you brought up was obesity. And again, I don't think many of us think we're in that category until we pay attention to the things that you tell us to with our BMI. And looking up some things about this, there's a whole lot of people in that category of obese, isn't there, in the world?
Yeah, there's a tremendous number of obese people. And if you actually go by the definition of obesity, which is a BMI of 30 or more, then you're looking at approximately, you know, a little over a third of the population is obese. And, you know, so, you know, that's one out of three people. That is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people, like I said, they don't see what they consider obese is somebody that is morbidly obese, which is a BMI of 40 or more. And those people, you can tell from across the room that they're obese, okay? So that's what most people think of when they think of obesity. But when you actually look at a BMI of 30, you know, a lot of times, you know, they don't look that heavy. So, you know, people go, oh, he's not that fat. And then you put him on a scale, you're like, well, wow, he is obese, okay? So, you know, obesity is something that's rising rapidly in this country, and every year that goes by, we see more and more obese people, and we're seeing, you know, a tremendous number of obese children now. You know, the most recent data before COVID was around 18.5% of the children were obese. So, you know, that is a huge number.
Right.
And, you know, this is something that is a serious medical problem that we're having in this country. And, you know, they believe by 2030 that 20% of the entire world's population will be obese. You know, obesity for a while was just kind of an American disease because of we were economically, you know, so much better than other countries. And a lot of countries didn't see as much obesity, but, you know, we see a tremendous number of obese people now. And it's something that we're going to have to focus on and start paying, you know, close attention to.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm sure very few people walk in and say, Dr. Coates, I want to change my life. I want to change my eating habits. I want to make a big difference. Most of them say, what's a good diet? So let's talk about just what kind of happens to the body when, because, man, this is all mental, and I'll get into my story here in a minute of just some things I've been doing since we've been doing this show, and you gave a challenge to lose 10%, just 10% of your body weight, and I want to get into that. But, I mean, what the role does our brain and mental part play into this whole thing of dieting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as human beings, we're carnivores, and God made us to, we weren't made to eat three meals a day. We did that on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, we were made to eat. Basically go out, find food for the day, and then our body stores it. And that way, if the next day we don't find food, we don't pass away and die. Okay, we can break the fat down and use it as a storage. And unfortunately, when we start eating a lot, our brain gets accustomed to that and triggers hunger factors to make us eat more and more and more. And so if you start, you know, one of the better diets that's out there now, what we call intermittent fasting,
right.
It's been shown to be very, very effective. And basically, that's where you have a window. Most people start out at 8 hours and then wean it down to 6 hours. And you have that, you know, window where that's the only time you can eat, okay? So you have this six-hour window where you can eat food. Outside of that window, you can only have water, okay, or something with no calories, liquids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So during that time frame, your body goes into catabolism, where it has to break down fats to make energy. If it runs out of energy, if you're out exercising and doing stuff, it runs out of energy, so it starts breaking down fat. But the brain doesn't want to do that. The brain is naturally lazy, okay? Because it's saying, man, if I'm going to break this fat down, we're going to have to, you know, crank up the gluconeogenesis process. We're going to have to burn some calories. We'll have to, you know, it's going to take some energy, which means ATP is the power cycle of the body. We're going to have to use some of our ATP to get this thing done. So let's just tell the brain, let's just tell the body to eat something, and we won't have to mess with all this. And that's basically what we do, is it triggers a hunger factor. You go in and grab something to eat, and instead of it having to break fat down to make calories and glucose, which is what the body runs on, it converts everything, fat, protein, to sugar. Okay, glucose is what the energy source of the body is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes that fat and breaks it down and makes it into glucose. But if you eat something with carbs, it's already in glucose form. So if you go out and eat a bagel, then your brain's going to say, okay, good, we got enough calories. Now this will last us a while, so we don't have to do anything. And that's basically how the brain works. You know, it's just like your teenage child. If you don't tell them to do something, they're not going to do it. Okay, if you don't force them
yeah.
to do it. But, you know, you tell them to take out the trash, you come home and the trash is still there. If you don't say, look, you don't take the trash out, I'm going to take some of your allowance, or I'm going to, you know, punish you in some form, they're like, okay, and then the next day they do take it out, you know. So the brain is kind of, the body's kind of the same way. It wants to be lazy. It'd rather you just eat something than it have to go to work and break down calories. And so when it goes into this gluconeogenesis, which is where it's making its own sugar from fat, it costs the energy and it makes it work.
Yeah, for sure. Now, there's a term that sometimes you hear in when people, you know, get into eating different, doing different diets or whatever, a term called ketosis. And then they say, I'm into ketosis. What does that really mean?
Yeah, when you're in ketosis, that means your body is, you have protein, basically, in your urine, okay? And you're breaking down fats and proteins to make glucose. That's what we were talking about just a second ago.
Okay.
If you get into the ketosis stage, then your body is having to make some of its own energy, okay? And so if you starve yourself, you go into ketosis, okay? So if somebody doesn't, and particularly if you don't eat carbs, because carbs, like I said, are already in energy form. So if you don't eat carbs, it's going to have to convert whatever you make into glucose. So,
mm-hmm.
so that costs more energy and burns more calories. So, you know, when you're basically increasing your metabolic rate to some degree when you starve yourself, because you're burning some of that energy to convert whatever it is, protein to glucose or fat to glucose, okay? And so that's basically what ketosis is. It's where your body is using another form of energy to make glucose.
Okay. And like I said, you know, we had talked about this several months back on the show, and you said, hey, you know, make realistic goals and just look at 10% of your body weight. And I thought, you know what, I sure need to. And I'm going to be very transparent here, man. I mean, I'm 6 foot, and I'd got up to 268.7. My BMI was 36 when I started it, and today I was 239. 36.4 and my BMI is 32.5. So
congratulations.
Yeah. So, but it's been 82 days today, you know? So, I mean, these things don't happen. I mean, you're talking about a third of a pound a day, you know? So it's a process and it is mental, man. It weighs on you a little bit, but when you see things and then you start feeling it and then you look at blood work, you know, and I did a huge blood panel and, you know, my cholesterol was like 199, 198, whatever, and then it went to 161, you know, and all these other different numbers, AC1 dropped, you know, 3 or 4 tenths of a percent. I mean, a lot of different things dropped. And so, and we're going to talk about some of the other conditions that obesity, you know, wreaks havoc on. And boy, I mean, tell you, if you could get this controlled with all your patients in your office, wow. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? A lot more healthy people.
That would be an unbelievable thing to do. But the hardest things we as doctors do is to get people to quit smoking and to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things are very, very difficult because their lifestyle changes.
Okay? Yep.
I always tell people I don't like the term diet. We need to use this term lifestyle change because this is something that you're going to have to continue to do, and you have to have some accountability. You know, one of the best ways to lose weight is stand on a scale every day, okay? And you're not going to like it, but it's going to help you be accountable, okay? Because what's going to happen is you're going to be diet, you're going to be doing good, and you'll see your weight go down, you know, a couple of pounds. Then you go out with some friends to a Mexican restaurant, and you have chips and queso and margaritas and fajitas and sopapillas, and you come home and you weigh the next day and you gain 2 pounds. You're like,
right.
What happened? Okay. Then you realize, wow, that made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, you know, all of a sudden you did good for, you know, 10 days and you blew it all in one night. Okay. And that can happen. And it's very common that those kind of things happen. And so if you take accountability by weighing yourself, get yourself a digital scale, they're cheap now. And it'll have pounds and ounces. And then you can sit there and weigh every day.
Yep.
And if you weigh every day in the morning before you put your clothes on, you know, you'll see exactly where you are and make yourself accountable to it. And the more accountability you have, the better chance you have of losing weight. That's been proven over and over and over again. If there's no accountability, then we don't pay. It's just like if your parents aren't, if you're not telling your kids, make sure you're studying. They wait to the last minute and try to, you know, try to cram for the test the night before.
Right.
We do the same thing. Hey, I want to drop, you know, 20 pounds. It's April because summer's coming by June. And I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to drop all that weight in 2 months.
Okay? Right.
So it's a long process. Now's the perfect time to get started. And, if you want to look good for next summer, now's the time to start here in November, you know, and you try to start knocking off a few pounds each month. You know, you know, I always tell patients, you know, look for a pound or a week or so, you know,
right.
And try to knock a pound off every week. You know, people go, that's not much weight. Well, you know, that's 4 pounds in a month. All of a sudden, 6 months down the road, it's 24 pounds.
That's
just 1 pound a week. Okay. So, you don't have to make these ginormous goals, like I've said before. Make realistic goals that you can obtain, okay? Because once you obtain the goal, you feel better. And 10%, that number you were talking about, has been shown to be dramatically beneficial on people's health, like you notice with your own labs.
Sure.
Hemoglobin A1C comes down. Liver enzymes come down. Your cholesterol comes down. Triglycerides come down. You know, all these numbers improve. Glucose, which is related to the hemoglobin A1C, comes down. Your fasting glucose.
And your body just doesn't feel so inflamed, you know? I mean.
Yeah, you feel better.
Yeah.
And so, you know, once you start doing that, you feel better and better and better.
Yep, absolutely. So when you look at the health consequences, so to speak, we'll call them, of obesity and all, again, some people say, hey, it's just in there.
Mm-hmm.
So let me form the question this way. I'm sure there are times where people come in and they say, hey, I've tried to do all this stuff and I can't lose weight. And maybe then you run some blood work and you find out it's a thyroid problem. But I'm sure that's also a small percentage of folks, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, everybody almost, I mean, it's rare that somebody comes in and says, I eat too much and don't exercise.
Okay? Right.
You know, most patients will come in and they will say, oh, it's my thyroid or my hormones, or, you know, they always try to blame it on something metabolic, and that is rarely the case, okay? Most of the time it comes down to diet and exercise, okay? And it's how many calories do you burn versus how many calories do you consume? And you have to burn more than you consume if you want to lose weight. It's that simple. And that's why that intermittent fasting diet is so effective, is because you don't eat as many calories when you only have a window of 6 hours to eat.
Right.
And the rest of the time you're burning calories. And so if you're out doing things, exercising, walking, going to the gym, riding your bicycle, or doing any kind of aerobic exercise, you burn a significant number of calories that you're not putting back in until later.
And, you know, I guess, we've talked about this before, most of these conditions before, but, man, when you look at the deal of, high blood pressure, the hypertension, type 2 diabetes, the coronary heart disease, I mean, all of these fall under this whole idea of obesity really, really contributing to that person's downfall, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Obesity, I mean, it's a big cause of just mortality in general, okay? You know, you look at, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, coronary artery disease, strokes, gallbladder disease, which is one people don't think about, okay? Arthritis, osteoarthritis is wear and tear on the joints, and that's basically the more weight you have, the quicker your joints wear out. Sleep apnea, another common cause of death, okay? People that are obese, their windpipe clogs up at night and they basically can't breathe and they gasp for air. Then their brain, when they run out of oxygen, their brain makes them sit up and wake up for a second and gasp for air and get the air back in, so the oxygen level goes back up. But if that system fails, then all of a sudden that can be a fatal event. So sleep apnea is a very obstructive sleep apnea. Is a very dangerous process, which is directly related to obesity. There are cancers related to obesity. And mental illness, people that are obese a lot of times have depression, anxiety. I always tell patients, if we don't fix the depression, we're not going to be able to fix the obesity.
Sure.
So they always come in and put it the other way around. I'm only depressed because I'm fat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is contributing to it. I don't deny that at all. That's usually a contributing factor. But depression has been shown to be a major cause, one of the big causes of obesity. So, when people get depressed, what do? They eat. And Hollywood's made it worse.
Okay? Yeah.
Because you can't show depression very much on TV. So some young girls, and her boyfriend breaks up with her, and the girlfriend knocks on the door, and she's got a gallon of ice cream and two spoons, and then they're all laughing and carrying on. And they feel better, and that's true. These sweets and things make us feel better temporarily, but guess what? After you're done eating it, then you think, I shouldn't have had all that. Now I feel worse because I got fatter. I'm going to be uglier. I'm going to be, all these thoughts go through their head that make them more and more and more depressed. And quality of life, like you said, you just feel better. Okay.
Yeah.
All of those things are related directly to gaining weight. And so if we can lose weight, we can dramatically impact all those different parts of our lives.
Sure. You're listening to Better Health. Again, Dr. Lewis Coates is our guest each week. Because, when you look at that whole idea of like you say, quality of life, and I mean, I have a few friends like this. I know that I haven't seen them in pictures with their family for, 8-10 years. They never want to, be involved in any of that stuff just because they're not happy the way they look and all that. And, man, it's just taking so much of your life. And yet when we're in control of it, you just got to make up your mind that you're going to make a change. And, man, it's better for you, your family, your life, everything.
Yeah, and that's what we were saying before. It goes back, that's the people you were talking about are usually severely depressed, okay? And that obesity feeds that depression. They think everyone's staring at them when they go places, and they don't want to be seen because everybody goes, oh, my gosh, what happened to you? You used to be so thin. So it plays on their mental health and their quality of life dramatically deteriorates because they don't want to go to any more functions or parties. They don't want to do things with their friends. They don't want to put pictures on Facebook because people will see them. And, you know, so, you know, they kind of disappear and they just stay home and don't do much. And so if we can fix the obesity, a lot of times we can dramatically improve their quality of life.
Absolutely. So we've painted the picture of what everybody feels like probably listening, and like I say, I've been there and hope to never be there again. But what would be the first step in coming into your office? Would it be just an initial kind of physical and then getting some good blood work to get that baseline to get this going?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is coming in and seeking help, okay? You know, they need to come into the office and, you know, we need to get, you know, accurate weight on them and find out where they are. And then let's discuss realistic goals. And we also will get blood work to make sure that there is no metabolic problem, okay? You know, like I said, thyroid disease, you know, there's some other things. Cushing's disease can cause weight gain. But most of the time, the blood work turns out to be not the cause of the weight gain. And then at that point, then we have to start saying, hey, what can we do to improve this? Let's increase our physical activity. Let's eat less and let's eat healthier. Let's work on reducing our stress in our life, okay? Let's work on the depression and see if we can start getting some of this weight under control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times it takes help from friends or family, you know, people to come in and say, it's not a bad thing to have family member come with you and say, hey, look,
sure,
we can do this together, okay? Because the more support you have, the better you are at doing it. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with bringing some friends and family with them, and we can all talk about it together, and they can help you, okay? You know, a lot of times people that are successful are people that have a strong support system because, you know, if the husband's gaining all this weight and the wife comes in and she says, and she starts putting the clamps on things, look, we don't want to eat that. It's not, let's wait till it's not time for dinner. We don't need to eat some chips now. Let's hold off. You know, she can help, you know, him along when he, you know, there's times where he starts to think, you know what, yeah, I really need something to eat. And you say, no, let's, and if they really are hungry, you can choose healthier snacks, you know, protein bars and, you know, fruits and, or healthier snacks than a candy bar or potato chips. You know,
mm-hmm.
Chips are a big one. You got to be careful of.
No doubt. One of my downfalls, chips, man.
Chips are everywhere, and they put on a lot of weight. And so we got to avoid chips. You know, that's always a bad one. It's a big source of carbs, too.
Sure. So let's talk about, there are a lot of the ones that are, you know, have really been overweight, maybe they've tried, and then a lot of these surgeries now with these gastric balloons and all these different things. And I'm sure there's a time for that for different people. But what is your feeling just on the safety of those and what you're feeling as far as, you know, success rate of those?
Yeah, I mean, most, you know, if you're morbidly obese and you have a BMI over 40 and you've tried diet and exercise and you're not getting anywhere, then weight loss surgery is certainly an option, okay? The gastric sleeve is probably the best, you know, one we have. It, you know, I'm not a big fan of the gastric bypass because there's so many electrolyte abnormalities. It's a non-reversible process.
Okay.
Gastric sleeve is also non-reversible, but it's a less invasive process. And we don't see as many electrolyte and vitamin problems with that one as we do with the gastric bypass. But, you know, we also have, you know, the balloons that people have to, the problem with those is you have to go get fills. And, you know, and if you don't do all this stuff right, then it doesn't really work that well. You know, the big things I always tell people is, you know, focus on lifestyle changes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But focus on burning more calories and eating less, because that's all that those surgeries are doing anyway, is they're shrinking your stomach so that you can't put as much in there. And if you continue to eat at the way you're doing anyway, sometimes it's not successful because you can stretch it right back out if you, you know, and so a lot of people get discouraged because, hey, I had, you know, gastric, you know, sleeve done, let's say, and, you know, I dropped, you know, 60 pounds, and now I've put 40 of it back on. It's because initially you couldn't put as much food in there, but you kept eating and stretching that stomach out. Now there's more space in there, so you can put more food in there. But when they first get it done, they feel sick and nauseated if they start putting food in there too much. It doesn't have nowhere for it to go. Okay, it takes time to digest. But so we want to, you know, focus on lifestyle changes. And there's some new medications that are very beneficial.
Yeah, that was my next question. When does that come to play?
Yeah, I usually would try those before surgery. You know, we have the newest one, Wegovy, and, you know, it's extremely successful. Now, it's very, very expensive. It's basically a diabetic drug, Ozempic, that they reformulated and changed the name to Wegovy for weight loss. But because they saw weight loss as a big side effect of this medicine when they were treating diabetes. And it's a very effective medicine. Unfortunately, it and Saxenda, which is another diabetic drug, which has been reformulated as a weight loss drug, that was originally Victoza as a diabetic version of that. Those drugs have been known to cause significant weight loss as side effects. So they renamed them for weight loss drugs, and they work really, really well. They make you eat less, don't feel hungry as much. And Wegovy, you know, they have a study now showing 17% weight loss at 1 year, which is pretty much the equivalent almost of weight loss surgery. So,
wow.
you know, you take someone who's, you know, 300 pounds and they lose 17%, that's like 60 pounds almost in a year. So that's a lot of weight. And so that's a very, very successful type of treatment. There's some other medications. We use stimulants a lot, and the most common one is spinramine, and that just basically speeds up your metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And stimulants also make you a little bit nauseated, so you don't eat as much. Okay, you don't feel hungry as much. And so that's another benefit. There's another drug called Plenty, and it's these little capsules that you take before you eat.
Okay.
And you take these three little capsules. You drink a glass of water, and the capsules swell up and fill up a big chunk of the stomach, so you can't eat as much. So that's another effective treatment. You know, I like to tell patients on their own, if you just drink a full glass of water before you eat your meal, sometimes that will make you eat less, too, because the water fills you up some, and you don't eat as much food that way. So medications can be beneficial. I tell patients to use them as an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work if you use them in place of diet and exercise. You know, if you use them in addition to diet and exercise, then they can be very successful. But if somebody comes in and they just want medication and they're going to keep eating and doing the same thing, then there's a good chance that they may not work.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. And, you know, people may think, well, good, now, why are you guys talking about this now? We usually talk about this stuff in January. But you know what? Now would be a great time to really get started and get in and see Dr. Coates. Hey, get some blood work. Get a plan. And, boy, to go into the new year, you know, feeling good and know you've got a plan that you can stick with the help of Dr. Coates and his team there, would be a very, very good thing. And I'm telling, just on a personal level, man, it really does make you feel better. And it really can change your life and just the way you feel and, of course, the way you look and just give you a better overall outlook. And it is a good feeling. So, Dr. Coates, as always, our time is too short, but we appreciate your help each week. And we'll look forward to our conversation next week, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me. See you next week.
All right. That was Dr. Lewis Coates, and once again, if you're just joining us, Dr. Coates' practice is in Garland, Texas. We do a show each week there in the Dallas area called Better Health, and he just shares some great information, so I wanted to share it with you, our Haystack audience. You're listening to KLZ 560. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers here from Affordable Interest Mortgage, Dave Hart with RoofMax. Once again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916. We're going to go to the phones now. Have a happy customer, I believe, Mr. Dick Rush. Dick, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
We are doing great, and hey, we appreciate you calling in. Now, the last four letters in that last name, there must be some relation.
Got to be a connection here.
To another Rush we all know.
Well, yeah, I'm probably responsible for that.
Well, thanks for calling. No, I'm kidding.
that's my oldest boy, and he's something else. But
he is something else. Well, that's a good way to describe it. Yeah,
that leaves a whole lot of ambiguity in there to figure out what you mean.
Well, that's right. But I'm calling in for Mr. Hart. Dave Hart. He did my roof yesterday, and I'll tell you what, this guy is for real. Mm-hmm. And one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my entire life. And he was on the spot. He did a terrific job. I want to congratulate him. And I think I need to get a sign out in my driveway so maybe the next person up the neighborhood would get something going there.
Absolutely.
So,
sure. Absolutely.
But, yeah, he's a great guy. And I think that's what he's done with this new way of refreshing your roof.
Right.
I think is tremendous because, you know, if you got to get a roof replaced anymore, I don't know what they cost, but I bet it's $10,000 to $25,000.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were just discussing that. Yeah, you're right.
And that'd be cheap on your end.
Okay. Well, I wanted to call in and say hi to him. And
number one,
he's a good Christian man, and so are you guys. And I wanted to support this, and I told him I'd call. So God bless you all, and let's get this roof max thing going.
Absolutely.
Mr. Rush, I have to ask you a question. When you were talking with David at the beginning and he was explaining it, what made you decide to move forward?
Well, because we've been in that house 16 years, and I hadn't done much. I want to tell you one else. I'll finish this, and I'll tell you another story about Dave, okay?
Sure. Take your time.
Well, I'm a cancer patient. I my wife wanted to let me to get on the roof. That's part of the problem. Okay? So I got to do everything from ground level, you might say, and I got to looking at it, and, you know, it had a few things here and there that didn't look right. So Dave came over and took a look at it and said, hey, yeah, we can fix that and fix that. And so we decided to go with it. I don't know how long we're going to be in the house. I might put it up for sale, but I can't find a place to go. I love where I live,
sure.
But heck, you're going to change money. You sell one place, you're going to pay as much, you know, get another place.
I know, you're right.
Yeah. So anyway, on top of that, I did a tremendous job. And the neat thing about it, he cleaned my gutters. I got a two-story house, and I can't get up there to clean the gutters. And he did all that for me and did a super job. And I'll tell you what, the man is a genuine gentleman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're in business as long as I am and what John does, you pick up on things real quick. And he's one of those guys that just is a good guy. And so I wanted to call and express my thanks, and not only to Dave, but for you guys also. But
well, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I met him in John's driveway, him and his dad. It's the first time I met him. And wonderful people. And, of course, I'm a Christian, and I love to talk to people like that. And God bless you guys. You're doing a good, tremendous job. And give old Dave a good slap on the back.
All right, Mr. Rush. Well, we appreciate it very much.
Thank
and
you,
we appreciate
Rush.
Your time.
Thanks for the phone call.
Appreciate it very much.
You betcha. All you bet. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
He brings up a point I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. He's thinking he had the roof done. He's had it for 16 years. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about selling. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine if he'd have listed the home and the inspector would have come out for the potential buyer. Mm-hmm. They'd have climbed up on the roof and they said, you need a new roof.
Yeah, well, yes, and they're getting less with that, the inspectors, and they're saying have a qualified, you know, roofer come out and take a look at this, which is basically the same thing, but just a
different vernacular.
Different, yes, if you want to use big words, I was going to say, but yeah. And then they come out, but the typical roofer would come out, and on Mr. Rush's roof, they would have said he needed to replace his roof.
Yeah, because you're a roofer. You know what they're looking
correct.
For to say that.
Yeah.
You know, so he just spent
and
that.
Most of
right.
us, I
he
mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you tell me you need a new roof, okay. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I might say, okay, I don't. Yeah. I don't think so. So I'm going to spend time to get somebody else to come out and do it. And they're both going to say the same thing. So now I'm going to write that check.
Well,
you did prevented that.
Yeah. And I think to Mr. Rush's point, you know, he said some very kind words, and I appreciate it. But the reality is my goal with RoofMax is what is the best case for the client?
Right.
It's not about me doing a job. It's not about me just coming out and spraying, you know, this oil on your roof and making it last longer. It's what's the best option? Is it replacement? Mm-hmm. Great, I can help you out with that if we need to as well. Or is it the treatment? Or you don't need the treatment right now. Call me in a year from now. It's about putting the client first and what is in their best interest, what's going to make more sense. And sure. I think by being legit and honest about that, not focusing on, well, I need to make money on this job, so let's replace it, or mm-hmm. whatever the case is. It's just what is the best for the customer.
Well, it always, I mean, it works out mm-hmm. when you run a business mm-hmm. like that. It really does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Mark. Mark, mm-hmm. you're on Haystack Help Radio. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing well, guys.
Hey, Mark.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is, man.
So Dave asked me to call in and report back to him about how well this stuff has worked, and so I really just want to say thanks to Drive Radio and Fix It Radio, the new show you guys have, because of your enduring ability to promote businesses, small businesses here in Colorado that have been, you know, known to give great quality service. Mm-hmm. And every time I've gotten a referral from John, it's been an excellent referral, and Dave was one of those referrals, you know, through the Drive Radio, Fix Radio, and so I finally made the call this spring. I think it was around April, thinking, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's a storm season coming up. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look to see if it's worth it. And Dave came all the way out to Wiggins. It's a fairly new development. Mm-hmm. Our house, I think, was one of the first in the development as a model home, and I think it was finished in the beginning of 2017. So that's how long it's been since the end of 2016. The roof's been on, and he took a look and did see the granules that were coming off mm-hmm. of the shingle, and said, "You know, you're getting to the point of, you know, needing some maintenance quite a bit." Because of the hailstorms that we have had and the wind, mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of a weird bubble that we live in over this hill here in Wiggins, and have some different weather patterns than kind of the surrounding area does. But we do have at times winds where you know, it's blowing equipment sideways. I yeah. You know, years ago I was telling Dave, I think I saw one time a port-a-john was getting blown down the street. I saw the picture of it somewhere, but
I hope it was funny. Empty.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, it was empty for sure. Well, that I know of. I didn't check, but no, Dave took a look at the roof and, you know, found some nails that were a little loose and didn't have any sealing or covering. And the exhaust had been pretty beat up, and so we made an appointment to get the whole thing done. And like you said, he's just a genuine person that you can mm-hmm. tell really cares about what he does and how he does it. And that's something that I look for in someone that's going to work on my house. And sometimes I'm to the point where I like to not really helicopter, but I guess you could call it helicopter the mm-hmm. the technicians that are working on my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up on the roof with Dave with my cup of coffee, and he pointed out exactly what was going on, and and I could feel the crunchiness of how the shingle dried mm-hmm. out as he pointed it out to me. And so recently I got up there to pull some of the clips back off from the Christmas lights. That was about 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
And it was just, I don't want to say spongy, but I would say very, very forgiving.
Right.
And when I stepped on the roof, it did not feel like I was walking on chips.
Wow.
Like it did last year before the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have noticed that after the wind storms that we have, I'll see chunks of roof, like the shingle, laying around my house, and I'm like, what's that about?
Right.
You know, because I thought I got my roof treated. They're not my shingles. They're not off my roof.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yep. That's great.
So they're coming off of other people's roofs and flying into my yard.
Sure.
And every time I go back up to check it, not a single shingle has left my roof since he came up and did that treatment. And the roof looks
awesome.
Brand new. I mean, he did the, you know, the gutters. He got, you know, he even went as far as to get the right color for the vents, which I thought was impressive. I guess he did a little recon, taking pictures while he was here checking it. But that kind of attention to detail I really appreciate. You know, and this company RoofMax is fairly new to me because I didn't know anything about this. And years past, I had a property in Greeley that, well, the roof got just destroyed by hail, a hailstorm that we had.
Right.
And unfortunately, I had to go through the whole process of, you know, getting the insurance company to come out to claim that it was damaged, it was totaled, and had to have a replacement done, had a company come give us quotes. The company that came out and did it said that they were going to give us a, I think it was like a three-year warranty, 1 to 3 year, I can't remember exactly. But within that time frame, we had to have them come out repeatedly, repeatedly because of leaks on the replacement roof. And it was so frustrating that I thought, man, if I don't ever have to deal with this again in my life, I don't want to. I'm tired of this.
No doubt.
When I grew up as a kid, I grew up in College Park, Maryland, and I'll never forget this. As a kid, it was a two-story house, actually three-story with a basement. We would have buckets all over the house and pans every single time it rained because we'd have to catch all the water coming through the roof and through the floors, you know, and it was kind of embarrassing, you know, to people coming over like, why do you have all these buckets? Well, we don't have the money to fix a roof.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And finally, before, you know, my parents had gotten married after all that story, but they were going to go sell the house but couldn't because the roof was so bad that it was just leaking straight into the house. So during a rainstorm, my cousins and my stepdad went up there and put a new roof on in a thunderstorm. And I thought, that's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you'll know real quick if it worked.
<That's right. Yeah. laughs>
After a time, you'll say, is it still leaking?
Right. Yeah, but no leaks here. So awesome. the materials that they use with RoofMax is quality product. And again, Dave's attention to detail, was very apparent because he, you know, like he said earlier on the radio station that he was explaining, he took the time to explain things as far as the differences in shingle type, quality, you know, how it was installed, you know, was it flashed right, was this done right, was, you know, the vents done right, and explaining all of that really made it make sense to go ahead and hire him. So I'm very grateful that whole process has happened and gave me some peace of mind, because shortly after he did that, we got hit by two hailstorms.
Right.
And Dave came back out again to reinspect and found almost no granules whatsoever. And we actually, while we were up there, because I went up there with him, you could see that an insurance company had been in the neighborhood because there was paint on the other roofs.
Right. The markings, yep.
Yep. Well, Mark, indeed. First of all, thank you for being a loyal listener to KLZ. And Mark mentioned a couple of shows, so let me promote those real quick. Fix It Radio, John Rush, is on Saturday mornings at 9. And then 10 to 1 is Drive Radio, which is mostly dealing with automobile stuff. And then, of course, our show, Sportsman of Colorado, comes up at 1. But you know, Mark, it's really important to us, and I know John would say the same thing, for us to have people like Dave. And John takes it very seriously, and I do as well, because that's just about all I do is consumer help stuff, of who we kind of endorse and promote. And you know what? There's a lot of radio stations around where you'll hear radio hosts say, oh, I endorse someone. Well, they also get paid to endorse, Kurt, and you know that because – that's the way radio
we've
works.
We've been doing this for a long
and
time.
And I will tell you, we don't get a penny as an endorsement fee or anything like that. And we don't want that. You know what? I mean, we try to do our due diligence in checking out people. Mm-hmm. And I actually found Dave through John, too. And Dave did my house several weeks ago. And so I hope everybody will just understand that, you know, KLZ, I think we're a little different in this, and I know we are, and just the way that we, you know, do our due diligence and bring you good partners and people that, I mean, Mark, I had so much confidence in Dave when he got to my house, I left. I had to come do my show, so my wife was there, and she said, hey, you know, it was great, so she explained kind of everything, but it is great, because, I mean,
I don't know about my roof. I don't really want to know about my roof. I just want to know it's going to be okay.
I'm not a roofer.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not an electrician. I want somebody to treat, yep. And like you do, and Mark was saying, you treat it like it's your house
right.
when you're talking with somebody else.
Absolutely.
I got that same feeling mm-hmm. like Scott did. And it's hard to find people do that.
Yeah.
It's not just a number.
Right.
This is what I do. You matter to me.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. That comes out with the customers that are calling.
Absolutely.
So nice job.
And it shows. It really does show.
No, it does.
So thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate that. And I appreciate your shows, too. I listen to John on and off during the week and some of the different shows that you guys have throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Just because I really appreciate the quality of conversation that you guys have on your show mm-hmm. versus, you know, some of the other shows, it seems more like it's about, gossipy type stuff. and I don't
oh, no.
care for any of that.
Yeah
nor do we.
You know, I'm either yeah. listening to a K-Love, which is a 91.1 or 91.3, or you guys, 560. So
all right.
You guys awesome. Have great shows, and I really appreciate that. So you guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And
all right, Mark. Hey,
thanks
thank
for
you.
The call.
Yeah, thank
for
you, Mark.
Dave's business. So.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. All right.
Take care.
Well, Dave, they read all those compliments just like you wrote them.
Yeah. It worked.
Oh, yeah. No. But you know what? I mean, Kurt, it is, man, I tell you, and in this day and time, boy, customer service seems to have just tanked, you know, in most areas of business. And it's refreshing, and it's nice to have just honest person come to your house, tell you what you need, tell you what you don't need. Do what they say they'll do. And
when they say yeah. they'll do it.
And not only do that, but both of these callers, they, the extra things.
That he does.
And that's never mentioned most
no,
of the time.
No, it's just all they're going to do is the minimum to move on to the next one. That's mm-hmm. what I said. You treat the house as if it's yours. Mm-hmm. I see these nails they need to fix. I need to change this flashing. I
Absolutely.
Need to clean the gutters.
Yep.
Those things are the little things that I don't want to – my wife's mm-hmm. the same way as Mark's. They don't want mm-hmm. me on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? I got to get somebody else to do that
yep.
because at our age, we don't bounce real well.
Exactly.
You bounce better than we do, Dave.
Only for a couple more years.
That's right.
Give Dave a call, 303-710-6916. And, hey, you heard two clients right there, extremely, extremely happy. Folks, it's a free inspection. Why would you not do this, mm-hmm. all right? And, again, Dave's kind enough to give us $100 off if you mentioned the show today. And he will get you fixed up. And he said, hey, right now, even with the temperatures dropping here a little bit, we're still good to go. Now, let's talk about your service areas a little bit. I know you mm-hmm. raced from Colorado Springs to get over here to the
yeah,
show. So I know
did.
You go there. Uh-huh. So what's kind of your service? And we heard Wiggins. So
you go to Wiggins.
Oh, man.
So what's your service area?
Yeah, the easy answer to that is if you're hearing this on the radio, that's where I go. I might do a couple things different. You
now
know,
be careful,
I,
bud.
I know.
They can hear us in Casper, Wyoming.
I did have a client call from Casper, and he does have an estimate. And I didn't drive out there to
right.
look at it first.
Okay.
I'm like, here's about what it costs. Let me know what you think. And, you know, and stuff like that, I'll typically take product with me. And if I come out look at it.
Gotcha.
Let's do it while they're here.
Yeah,
trying to save a trip.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, I mentioned earlier I had a newer truck, and then I've had it for 7 weeks, and it was – not driven for about two of those seven, and I've put 7,000 miles on it. So just wherever we need to go, just take care of the customer. I've got one in Georgetown coming up at the end of the month, a big roof up there. I've been to Cheyenne a couple times, Pueblo once, Colorado Springs at least once or twice a week. So just all over the place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, most businesses are looking for help.
Mm.
And I didn't ask you this till now, but
mm-hmm.
is that something, too, where you're saying, hey, if somebody's out there and – you're not
yeah.
afraid of heights where maybe you might be looking for someone
I'll be
to
looking,
give you help?
Absolutely. This spring is going to be one of those times to, you know, obviously it's going to slow down a little bit. We're going to have weather days and all that, but those times to try and figure out, okay, what's the next season going to look like?
Right.
And that is definitely in the plan. Probably another vehicle on the road, a guy in that vehicle. And if I am talking to a couple guys that could potentially help me out. I don't want to go too crazy too fast. I got to make, you know,
well, sure.
make sure they're taken care of as well.
Absolutely.
I can still provide the service that we're talking about here. But yeah, that is definitely in the goal this year, this coming year, mm-hmm. is to expand that.
It's hard enough to find a person. It's even harder to find somebody that cares.
It is.
Yeah. That understands.
And that's the hard part.
Finding the body every now and then, even if you got to pay him twice.
Well, they got to represent us properly, you know, just like you and the mortgage. They got to represent you, mm-hmm. right? And same with you, Scott.
That's why I don't have salespeople that work. I go and meet every client mm-hmm. that wants to be a part of this, and, you know, because I don't know. It's just that relationship right. is there at the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, Kurt, what would you say, last couple of minutes here, to realtors out there or people that maybe know realtors? Again, well, as you said, this roof deal comes up pretty quick.
Especially nowadays, one of the things that I try to – any of my customers that are thinking about selling their homes, I will always mention this to me when they call and say, Kurt, I'm going to buy another house, sell this one. I will bring up Dave. I say, here's an issue that you may look at this. You may not have to replace your roof. I had a customer that actually they went out and they said they could replace it, and Dave said no, he could just take care of it. It's different. If you're a realtor, you want to close on time, and a roof through the inspection can slow your close down. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a client that's thinking about it, contact Dave. Let him come out and say, okay, I can make it look good. Because when you do it, I'd find it real hard for an inspector mm-hmm. to come back and say, this you need. Even if it's 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mr. Rush, it's old. Now his roof's going to last another. He would not have to replace that. So there's $15,000, $20,000 on his house because it's a pretty good-sized house.
Easily. Yeah, he's probably in the mid to high 20s.
Because he's not 20 square feet.
No, it's a little bit bigger. Yeah.
So it's – and because it's free, it takes no time. Mm-hmm. You can walk out in half hour, 45 minutes. Yep. You're good. And then you can make the decision when you put the house up and the inspector says the roof's gone – the buyer is going to look at that house as, I don't have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm safe with that money. It's the same thing with a furnace. So the big expenses are mm-hmm. gone.
Yeah. Well, so, and you add into the challenges we're having of getting supplies right now, too.
Yeah.
It could take you time to get the materials. I may have to be after closing before you can even replace a roof. So it just kind of helps take that equation out as well. It's getting tough to get supplies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're a realtor and you list homes, do yourself a favor. Develop a relationship with Dave so he can come out in the beginning stages when you're getting ready to stage mm-hmm. the house. So you can go out and look at it and say, well, I can do this mm-hmm. and it's going to be fine. You're not going to have it because you have the experience of being a roofer to know,
correct.
Yes, they're going to say yes, replace it, or no, they're not.
Absolutely.
So it birds with one stone. Indeed. I think it's a great tool to have in your belt.
It just relieves a lot of stress in the process.
For everybody concerned.
For everybody, absolutely. Yeah.
And Mark said it best. He said when he first got up with you, kind of crunchy when he walked, and then he got up there again. He
said it was soft.
Very pliable and soft. Yep. So.
That's how hail hits.
It works.
That's why it can handle the hail.
You know, Mr. Rush's roof, I talked to him this morning, is the same thing. I treated a couple sections twice for him. But yesterday I walked on it. It's real crunchy. You know, the roof is definitely older. I treated it, and 45 minutes later, I went back and reapplied some. It was night and day as far as the way the shingle felt. And that's only 45 minutes. So imagine when it takes the full 72 hours to fully saturate the shingle, how much nicer it is. So.
Well, Dave, thanks
so much.
A great job.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for representing. I know you do that for yourself, too, but thank you for representing the station and John and myself.
I appreciate the station
everybody,
very much.
So we appreciate you very
much.
Dave Hart, RoofMax, 03-710-6916. Hey, call him now. Save $100, and it is a free inspection. I want to thank our callers today, Mr. Rush there and Mark, and mostly thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 necessarily reflect those of Crawcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.